From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. After 2 days of losses, stock markets in Asia ended mostly higher today, and in early trading, shares in Europe are also higher. Larry Miller reports from London.
Speculation that Citigroup will be sold or merged helped push stocks higher. Japan's Nikkei index closed up 2.7%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 2.9%, and South Korea's main index jumped nearly 6%. In Europe, London, Paris, and Frankfurt are less than a percent higher. Mining and banks are among the biggest gainers. The oil price is up, but still bubbling under the $50 a barrel level. In Britain, Honda says it's stopping production at its Welsh plant for 2 months. Early next year. On the housing front, the number of British homes repossessed rose by 12% in the third quarter, and a fifth of all homes on the market are being sold because owners are struggling with a mortgage. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Wall Street stock futures have been up today, but stocks plunged again yesterday in the U.S., with the Dow Industrials down more than 5.5% to their lowest closing level in at least 5 years. It's tough on investors and also on stock traders such as Bernard McSherry of Coutone & Company.
It's a tough grind coming in here every day, feeling that anything can happen, and sometimes for illogical reasons, and we usually wind up lower, so that's tough for everybody to take.
J.P. Morgan Chase says it is cutting about 10% of its investment bank staff, and the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation says it's cutting its workforce by 4%. The mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac say they are suspending foreclosures until after the holidays. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The move is expected to help upwards of 16,000 homeowners who would have been foreclosed on or evicted before early January. That's likely to be welcome news for any of those people. Fannie and Freddie say the goal is to give homeowners time to take advantage of a recently announced program to avoid unnecessary foreclosures. That effort is expected to help hundreds of thousands of people with loans owned by Fannie and Freddie. Still, many economists say those numbers aren't large enough to put much of a dent in the overall problem. Several million homeowners are expected to lose their homes by the end of 2010. That would be very bad for the economy, which is already sliding into a nasty-looking recession. So some are calling for much larger-scale efforts to avoid foreclosures. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Senate has followed the House in passing an extension of unemployment benefits for people whose benefits have expired. President Bush had urged fast passage, saying he was concerned about people losing jobs, and he's expected to sign the measure promptly. Meanwhile, leaders of the big three U.S. automakers have left Washington empty-handed. The lame duck session ended with no emergency financial bailout package for them, and lawmakers saying they want to see viability plans before they commit billions of dollars. This is NPR News. In Iraq today, thousands of followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have converged on a central Baghdad square. They're holding a mass prayer to protest a proposed U.S.-Iraqi security pact. The demonstrators are waving Iraqi flags and green Shiite banners, chanting their objections to the deal, on which Parliament is widely expected to vote on Monday. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad.
Tens of thousands of Iraqis have come to Baghdad's Firdaus Square, carrying prayer rugs under one arm, Iraqi flags under the other. And they've unrolled their prayer rugs, and they're holding Friday prayers here and a protest against the proposed Iraqi-American security agreement, which calls for the withdrawal of American forces by 2011. The Shiite clerics who are speaking here, who are supporters of the strongly anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, they're calling this a humiliation, and they say in no way should Iraq agree to allow American forces remain in this country for another 3 years.
That's NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Baghdad. A federal judge has ordered 5 Guantanamo detainees released on grounds that there's no credible evidence justifying detention of the Algerian-born Bosnians. It's another legal rebuke to the Bush administration over its detention policies. The judge in the case is a conservative Bush administration appointee. Judge Richard Leon's decision is the first to carry out a Supreme Court decision that detainees have the right to challenge indefinite detentions in court. Attorney General Michael Mukasey was taken to a Washington, D.C. hospital after collapsing during a speech last night. He later regained consciousness and has been conversant. This is NPR News.